Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing. Okay, make that your center of attention. And as for other things, you can just let them go. Think of your mind being like a wide open screen, like a screen on a window. The wind can come through, but the screen doesn't have to move. Sounds can come through, thoughts can come through, but you want to be able to stay right here and not get affected by them. And you use the breath as your foundation to keep yourself from getting blown away. Otherwise, the mind ends up who knows where. But fortunately, it's not the whole mind that goes. There are parts that stay here. So you want to get back in touch with those and strengthen those. So the mind can have a sense of wholeness right here, that it's not scattered and chopped up into little bits, thrown all over the place, that you've got a sense of being right here. Everybody's here, right here together. And then, of course, you'll see that the mind is like a committee. It's got lots of different voices in here. But if you can bring everybody together right here at the breath, give them a sense of well-being, they get a lot easier to talk to. It's like having food for everybody. If there's enough food for everybody, we'd get along a lot better. Of course, there's plenty of food out there. But if we could find some way that everybody could eat to their full, and then we'd be a lot happier society, a lot more peaceful society. Well, it's the same with the mind. Get everybody right here and feed them with good feelings of ease in the body. Think goodwill for other beings. That's an easy thought in the mind. Creates a greater sense of well-being. When the mind has a greater sense of well-being, it doesn't feel so frazzled and fractured up. When the time comes to decide that you have to do something, okay, everybody's working together. You're not working at cross purposes inside. So try to feed all the committee members in the mind right here. Because what they want is a sense of well-being. Well, here's a sense of well-being right here. Think of it spreading out to fill the whole body, so the whole body feels nourished. And that sense of nourishment, that sense of fullness, that's good food for the mind. So feed the mind well as you go through the day. So when obstreperous committee members come up and want you to do something you know you shouldn't be doing, or think about something you know you shouldn't be thinking about, so here's some pleasure right here. Why bother making up all those stories that are going to end up with a little taste of pleasure, but then a lot of drawbacks at the end? Here's good, wholesome food right here. Make sure that everybody gets fed well.